See, Alaska recently sold its global logistics business to 20Cubed, a much larger firm with offices in about 10 countries. The subsidiary managed international shipping, warehousing, and related services, as does its new owner.
We didn't believe that that particular type of logistics would be able to grow to the size of company that we expect.
Chris McNeil is Sea Alaska's president and CEO. He says the Southeast-based regional native corporation is re-engineering its portfolio and narrowing its variety of companies. That includes those accessing a controversial federal contract preference provision.
Some of the smaller companies were set up to take advantage of the Section 8A opportunities. And where the 8A opportunities have existed and been strong, like we've expanded our platform, but where we think that perhaps it will not be able to meet our goals and we're moving in another direction.
While Sea Alaska's shed one subsidiary, it's looking for another. McNeil says the board and management are discussing an investment closer to home.
We're expecting that we would move forward with an operation that would more strongly reflect our native values, more particularly capacity building and leadership, the possibility of competitive advantage in the sector. We're very interested in the impact of an operation could have on our tribal member shareholders in the region, as well as possibly the Pacific Northwest.
He won't name the company or its line of business, but he says this and other changes could reduce revenues in the short term.
We're doing it from a position of strength because we have a very strong balance sheet that will support us to be able to move forward in this direction.
The ultimate goal is to be profitable within 3 years without depending on 7I payments. Those come from a pool of all regional native corporations' resource earnings. Sea Alaska's business decisions and leadership are roundly criticized by some of its 21,000 shareholders. Mick Beasley is one of 10 independent candidates challenging 4 incumbents for seats on the board of directors. He's among those frustrated with the corporation.
So we sacrificed how many years for the last direction? Same leaders, different story now. I kind of think we're still waiting for our stimulus.
Beasley has authored resolutions calling for board term limits and an end to board-directed discretionary voting. He's also run for the board before. He says he's frustrated Sea Alaska hasn't moved faster on minerals development and other resource extraction operations.
Let's just get new people in there. Let's get some rotation. Let's get some change. It's almost like if you just look at our operations, it's like we could have anybody in there. If we didn't have 7I right now, we would be in a world of hurt.
Sea Alaska's annual report for 2012 shows it made almost $312 million in gross revenues. That's a 20% increase over 2011. Net revenues or profits were $11.3 million during the same period. That's 40% more than the previous year, but less than during 2009 and 2010. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.